Chris and Kira on 2FM.
I'm very excited. I'm nervous. There is a nervous atmosphere in here because we are about to do another thrilling installment of Kira's Diary. Let me explain to you how this works. I mean, this started out originally as a joke. It did. A while ago, Kira brought in one of her old diaries and we read it on air. And then it turned into an institution. And now...
Who would have thought? Seriously, all those years that I spent scribbling away on like fancy little notepads in my bedroom listening to Mariah Carey.
You're such a swat.
That I would come on national radio and read them out. That is embarrassing on so many levels.
Can I point out something as well? Mm-hmm. This segment, when we read out Kira's Diary, it has more listeners than Lifeline or Morning Ireland or any of those big RTE shows. I just want everyone to know that. It's the most popular show ever when we read out Kira's Diary. So I'll tell you what I will do. Kira, I will get you your melodramatic piano music. And what we will do is we will hand everything over to you. You'll be in charge. You'll be reading out your diaries. And as you know, you're in a safe place here and you're among friends. We're all your friends here.
Thank you.
No one is going to judge you.
This one's a doozy.
Well, Kira, let me get the music and let me turn the airwaves completely over to you.
Dear Diary, oh my God, I've had what I think is called an epiphany. Not in a Children of Fatima kind of way, because in fairness, if the Virgin Mary appeared in front of me, I'm really almost sure she would go mad at me for letting Lucy's brother dry hump me that time at Christmas. No, this epiphany came to me in the form of an idea. It's been reported through history that all the greats of our time gained famousness by just a simple idea. Take Sir Isaac Newton, for example. I mean, he was just sitting under a tree, minding his own business, when an apple fell on his head, and then suddenly he's like all about gravity and mathematics, and people have been banging on about that shit for years. Yeah. Sir Isaac Newton was a genius and all, but on a personal level, I can never forgive him for inventing calculus, the prick. Take Michael Jackson as another example. He stole the moonwalk from some shit French mime called Marcel Marceau and like totally made it his own. I'd say that Marceau guy was like totally ripping, but if you choose mime as your career, then you deserve it, total loser. So there I was, minding my own business, and I had a total Sir Isaac Newton slash Michael Jackson moment. I was daydreaming about shifting this hot guy from Limerick, who had started working in the local hotel for the summer. I was thinking to myself that I'd never been with anyone from Limerick before, and that it could be kind of exotic if you're into that sort of thing. Then I thought to myself, maybe I should give myself a challenge for the summer and like try and shift three different guys from like three different counties in Ireland. I mean, it will be tough as I'm not going to the Gaeltacht this year. I think my parents blame my friendship with Lucy for starting in the Gaeltacht, and they're worried that she might lead me astray or up the garden path, as they say. I mean, they're already on at me about staying focused on my leaving cert in a couple of years. Maybe they're afraid I'll catch pregnancy off her or something. Nearly sure I won't catch pregnancy, as my hymen is seriously intact. Although, I do worry about all that horse riding I did in transition year. Anyway, my epiphany. Instead of like trying to shift three guys from different counties in Ireland, why not aim higher and go for all 32
wow.
counties?
God.
I've given this some serious thought, Dear Diary. Like, imagine if I give myself until I'm 30 years of age, which is like a bazillion years away, which gives me time to work my way through college guys as well. I could make it like a scientific study of the different shifting methods of Irish men across the country. I could put them into different categories. Like, a paragraph could be about men from Cork who don't use their tongue in their shifting methods. Or like men from Mayo who shift using the washing machine method. This is the sort of serious shit that could get me into the Guinness Book of Records. I could even write my own book. It could be called Dr. Kira King Presents Kira's All Ireland. And instead of it being all about All Ireland sports such as hurling or football, it could be about the sport of shifting. Dear Diary, I mean, I've had some seriously amazing ideas in the past, but this one just takes the biscuit.
Wow.
And then maybe if I completed the 32 counties, I could focus on the other six counties that everyone had been banging on about and maybe even reunite Ireland. I'm pretty sure Michael Collins would come back from the grave just to high five me. Oh my God, they would probably want me to make appearances on the Late Late Show and everything. They'd probably make me president, and then I could shift everyone I've ever dreamed of.
Yeah.
I'm going to make this my main summer project, something to focus on, and I'm going to start with this hot Limerick guy who started working in the hotel for the summer. Here's what I know about him. Nothing. Except I know what he looks like. He's got bleach blonde frosted tips and he wears Converse, which obviously means he's into his appearance.
Yeah.
God, I wish there was some way in which I could stalk him. Guess I'll just have to go out every night this summer. Oh well, it's pretty handy having a mother from Limerick. I can actually start listening to her stories about Limerick now. All I hear going on about is something, something rugby, something, something Munster, something, something St. John's Castle. I can do this. The Shannon River runs through Limerick, right? I know this because there's an airport called Shannon Airport. God, I really should have paid more attention in geography this year. If only I knew the benefits it could have had for me. So annoying. What am I talking about? This Limerick guy is probably too cool to give a shit about rivers or airports. I'm going to have to up my game. And you know what that means, dear diary? New padded bras. In fairness, the progress of development in the boobs area has been quite impressive. I kind of feel like that bus Erin slogan, we're not there yet, but we're getting there. And I could step it up a notch with the bulkiness, but not in like a Lola Ferrari sort of way. Her boobs were so big, they exploded.
They were too big.
Actually, she may have been murdered or took an overdose, but the matter at hand is those were the biggest boobs I've ever seen in my life. Her back must have been shook to shit. Poor woman. I guess having boobs can sometimes be a major disadvantage too. The pearls of being a woman, dear diary. They certainly don't teach you that in biology class. Anyway, back to my seduction techniques to shift this Limerick guy. Ms. Magazine says that guys like girls who wear lip gloss, it makes you look more kissable. Lucy says that's bullshit, that the only reason guys look at girls' lips is to see whether they have BJ lips. Lucy claims she does, which in fairness, dear diary, is like no big surprise. If I had a euro for every time Lucy got down on her knees, I'd be able to pay my way through college. Seriously. She says when she gets older, she's going to get plastic surgery to get Angelina Jolie lips. Sometimes I just want to pull her aside and be like, Lucy, you should have more ambition. But then I realise that I have enough to be worrying about. Being a teenager in modern Ireland, I think, screw it. I've got to look after myself. And if my book and research is going to be successful, I need to get rid of any negative publicity that could hurt my campaign. And I'm thinking Lucy may be a factor in this. Not being a bitch like. Anyway, I'm off to write down any information about people that I have shifted. I think I may have shifted a guy from Kildare when I was on the Gaeltacht. But all I can remember is that his breath tastes like cider and Jean Blair Blue. Hardly the sort of caliber of scientific research that Dr. Keira King will ever have in her books. Good night, dear diary. Love, Keira.
Let this finish. Wow. Keira, that was amazing. Honestly, Keira, that was a phenomenal diary entry.
I'm still conducting some research.
Wow. Are you? Have you not gotten to all 30? Akio, you've well gotten to all 32 by now, I'd say. Have you not?
No, I haven't.
Good Lord. Well, you're slacking, Keira. Very much slacking.
I want to get on it.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in you. Can we get a guy from every county to text in to offer to shift Keira? Thank you. Chris and Keira on 2FM.